The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
All right, everybody, ready for a deep dive into something you might not expect. We're talking travel, but with a twist. You know how you're always on the lookout for those more efficient ways to learn something new? Those little shortcuts that just click? Well, we're going to explore something that sounds a little different, maybe even a little counterintuitive, but stick with us. We're diving into how writing an actual book can turn a tour operator into, well, a rock star in the travel world.
It really is amazing how something as, you know, as traditional as a book can totally change the game in our digital world.
Right. It's like this blast from the past, but with this whole new power behind it. So picture this, and I think we've all been there. You're planning a trip, maybe your dream vacation, and you're just flooded with ads and content, and it's overwhelming. How can a tour operator, someone who's actually in the thick of it, cut through all that noise and really grab your attention?
That's where that thought leadership idea comes in.
Okay, yeah.
And a market that's, well, let's face it, is totally packed with competition. Just having great tours isn't enough anymore. You got to stand out. And becoming that go-to expert, that trusted source, that's powerful.
That makes sense. But I'll be honest, thought leadership, it sounds a little, you know, buzzwordy. How does that actually work for someone who's like actually booking their next trip?
Think of it this way. Imagine you could somehow capture all the knowledge, all the insider tips, everything a seasoned tour guide knows, and put it right in your hands.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
That's what a book can do. It's like this deep dive into their expertise. And you're not going to get that from a website or a quick post. It's like having, I don't know, dozens of amazing reviews and personal recommendations all in one place.
And it's true. You're way more likely to trust a friend who's actually been there, done that, than some random review online, right? So a book, it becomes that trusted friend in the travel world. And speaking of friends, remember how much you value efficiency. A book, it lets a tour operator show off what they know way better than a website or social media ever could. It's that shortcut to their expertise that you love.
Absolutely, and that's where storytelling comes in. Travel, it's not just about the sights, it's about feeling something. It's emotional. You want to connect with the heart of a place.
Right. It's like reading a dry hotel description versus like a travel blog packed with stories and those local experiences you wouldn't find anywhere else. Those stories, that's what makes a place come alive.
Exactly. It's not just about what you're seeing. It's about why. What's the story behind this tour company? What do they have to go through to show off this destination in a way that's authentic? Those stories, they resonate on a whole other level. It's like you're right there with them. And it makes the brand human. You relate to it. You trust it more.
Okay, so we're seeing how a book can really build that sense of trust and make a tour operator seem like the expert. But let's talk nuts and bolts here. Can a book actually turn those good vibes into people actually booking trips?
That is the question, isn't it?
Right.
And luckily for us, the source we're diving into today says yes, absolutely. But it's not about being salesy or anything like that. It's more about, you know, strategically placing those little calls to action within the book itself.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You're sharing your passion, all that knowledge, and then you're kind of nudging the reader, saying, hey, if you love this, check out this next step.
Like leaving a little trail of breadcrumbs.
Exactly. Maybe it's their website, a special offer, maybe even just connecting on social media, just keeping that connection going.
It's like planting those seeds, getting people excited to travel, and then giving them a clear path to actually experience it themselves. And you know what else I like about this?
Yes, that.
Reaching those niche audiences. We're all about efficiency here, right? Cutting through all the noise. And a book does just that. It's not another ad getting lost in the social media shuffle. It's a direct line to those travelers who are already interested in what this tour operator is all about.
Exactly. It opens up these whole new markets that they might not have even thought of before.
Yeah.
And the best part, it's like having a brand ambassador working around the clock.
Oh, I like that.
Long after those social media posts have disappeared, that book is still out there waiting to be discovered. It's pretty cool.
But okay, I have to ask, isn't a physical book a little, I don't know, old school? in this digital world?
I know, it does seem a bit counterintuitive, right? But here's the thing about that.
Okay.
Self-publishing platforms like Amazon, they've changed the game completely. You get this incredible reach. Your book is in front of people all over the world who are already searching for info on specific places, travel styles, all that.
And you know me, I love a good organized system. And those platforms are great for that. Makes it so easy for readers who are probably already interested in what a tour operator has to offer to find exactly what they're looking for.
It's like having your own bookstore.
Yeah.
But it's all about your area of expertise.
Exactly.
And don't forget about using what you've already got. Tour operators, they've got websites, social media, email lists. All of that can be used to get that book in front of even more people. It's all connected.
Yeah, creating that buzz. And unlike a social media post that's here and gone, a book sticks around.
It's a legacy project, something that lasts.
And speaking of lasting, our source mentioned this idea of evergreen content. What exactly did they mean by that? So it sounds like a book can be a really powerful way for a tour operator to build their brand, something that people keep coming back to for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it different from like social media posts that disappear after a day or two.
Definitely.
Makes me want to grab a travel book and just get lost in it, you know?
The best feeling.
Or even write one. Who knows? Speaking of writing one, I got to ask, what about that passive income angle? Could those book royalties fuel someone's next trip, you think?
Well, that's an idea.
Right.
It's definitely possible, although what our source really emphasized was the long game. You know, that building your brand and becoming the expert, that's where the real magic happens.
It's not just about making a quick buck. It's about building something that lasts.
Exactly. And that's important no matter what you do, not just travel.
So for everyone listening, we've been diving into a pretty cool strategy for tour operators. And it might surprise you. A well-written book, it can really shake things up in the travel world. It shows off their knowledge, builds those real connections with people, helps them find new customers, and in the end, makes their brand even stronger.
It's about getting creative, thinking beyond the usual brochures and websites.
And that's what we're all about here, right? Finding those surprising solutions, those nuggets of knowledge that you can actually use.
Exactly. And to wrap things up, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay, what is it?
What's something in your world, your area of expertise, where you could really blow people away by sharing what you know? What if you tried something totally new, a different way of getting that knowledge out there? Maybe it is writing a book or starting a podcast or even teaching a workshop. The possibilities are endless, really. Don't be afraid to think big and share what you're passionate about. You might just stumble on your own recipe for success.
I love that. Got to end on that note of inspiration. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those questions, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.